Sports Beat Extra with Odrin Johnson on Beat.
I'm delighted to be joined by Caoimhe McCarthy ahead of Tipperary's clash with Waterford next weekend in the Munster Senior Camogie Final. Caoimhe, firstly, thanks a million for joining me. How are you feeling coming up to this game now? It's obviously been a little bit since that game against Limerick in the semi-finals.
Yeah, excited for it. I suppose it's a big occasion for both teams and just, I suppose, taking it as next match and just looking forward to training and stuff as we go along. And yeah, look, the layoff has been about 3 weeks, so I suppose we're just trying to go hard at training and then hopefully get a performance on the day.
I was going to ask on that because it's a kind of a polar opposite positions yourself and Waterford are almost in. You mentioned those 3 weeks kind of until this match, and Waterford have kind of been in and out of matches for the last couple of weeks, obviously with the Division 1A final and then the game on Monday against Kerry. You know, how do you, I suppose, do you find yourself having a bit of a benefit now getting that bit of rest coming up to this game, or would you prefer to maybe another competitive fixture on the pitch before now?
Yeah, I suppose it's trying to get the balance right. I suppose we had Cork and then straight after we had Limerick, so we were probably appreciated, I suppose, the rest that we got there, but just raring to go again. And I suppose you're just trying to emulate that then in training and stuff. And, you know, we have 33 players in the panel, so you can make those matches in training as competitive as we put into them. So I suppose just using the panel that we have to get to work.
Speaking back, I suppose, on the campaign so far, you mentioned Cork and Limerick, you know, a really tough opener against Cork and obviously a very hard-fought match against Limerick in the semi-final as well. But do you feel like maybe your side kind of, I suppose, gained a little bit more composure going into that? It felt like a much more controlled semi-final, that one against Limerick.
Yeah, no, it was a massive test. And I suppose there was things from the Cork game that we wanted to work on there against Limerick. And then coming out of the Limerick game, you know, there's things that we want to work on ahead of Waterford again. But yeah, look, we were happy. Any day you go out and score 25 points is a good day. But again, as I said, loads to work on.
On Waterford, I mean, how much can you take out of that Division 1A victory, I suppose, near the end of March? Because that's kind of it's a strange game because Waterford at that stage already kind of guaranteed that spot in the division finals. They kind of have a rotated side. But for yourselves, still a really good performance on that day as well.
Yeah, look, we know exactly what Waterford are going to bring next week. They are a really good side. So I suppose we can only really focus on ourselves and what we can bring on the day. You know, they have players all over the field. And I suppose if you're trying to stop them all, you know, you're kind of losing what you're going after as a team. So I suppose it's just focusing on ourselves. And yeah, as you said, they did have a changed side out that day. So we're under no illusions of the task ahead of us next week at all.
You mentioned, you know, you've grown so much, I suppose, since the beginning of that league campaign to this game. You know, the last two games, particularly obviously in Munster against Cork and Limerick, really big results. 8 different scores in the game against Cork, 7 different ones in Limerick. And obviously you got your own 2 points that day as well. You know, it must be really great to know that you've got experienced scorers kind of all around the pitch that can really chip in when needed. I mean, you mentioned 25 points against Limerick is obviously no easy feat, but the fact that they're coming from everywhere and primarily not from one particular source is also a benefit, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, do you know what? Doesn't really matter who scores as long as it's tip scoring, and I suppose that's our attitude. Mm-hmm. And you know, everyone can put the ball over the bar at this level, so it's just giving the pass out to the right players. And you know, we trust everyone on the team and on the panel to do the job, and so just getting the ball out to the right person, and anyone who scores once it's a tip player, we're happy.
Mm-hmm. I know this next question probably maybe goes a bit almost contradictory to what I just said, but kind of have to talk about the influence of Eimear McGrath as well. Like, she's been brilliant in the Munster Championship so far. I think a combined total of 110 throughout the last two matches. You know, like, having a player like that in the pitch obviously doesn't hurt you either.
Yeah, absolutely not. Like, having Eimear back this year is massive, and up there with her as well, like Caoimhe Stakelam, you know. Mm-hmm. Any day you're going out training, you don't want to be marking either of the two of them. And yeah, look, they're up there and they're there to score, and that's exactly what they're doing.
I mean, how much of a role, I suppose, do both of them play, particularly in that Limerick win, because they both get 6 points each as well, and, you know, that's nearly half of your scoring output. And again, obviously, you mentioned the great diversity of scorers on your team, but knowing that you have those experienced heads up there that can really see out these sorts of games, particularly coming up to the All-Ireland Championship now as well, must be a great sort of putting your mind at ease almost.
Yeah, look, it's, I suppose, out the field, we just have to get the ball into them, and we know exactly what they're going to do, so it's up to us to get the right ball in to those players. And once we do that, you know, on their day they can destroy any team. Like, so they're absolutely brilliant players, and yeah, so delighted to have them on our side anyway.
Obviously, the game being held at Semple Stadium, it kind of maybe lends itself a little bit to your own advantage. How much do you think going out in the game, particularly when it's in Tipperary, will add pressure to yourselves to get a result on the day?
Yeah, I suppose we're not trying to, it's a massive game for both teams, and both teams want to go out and put in a performance on Munster final day, because there is a trophy on stake at the end of the day. So I suppose, yeah, look, great to be playing in front of the TIP supporters, it's brilliant, but I suppose that probably brings its own pressure as well, because, if the shoe was on the other foot, you're going out and you're just focusing on yourselves. But I suppose we're trying to put in a performance for the TIP supporters as well to be proud of. But look, as I said before, like, we're just focusing on ourselves and what we bring to the table. And, if we go out and get a performance, and if we get the performance and if we win at the end of the day, great. And if we don't, we'll go back to the drawing board again. But once we get that performance that we know we're capable of, we'll be delighted.
Regardless of obviously the result on Saturday, do you look at the progression you've had so far? I think particularly back to that Waterford game in the league and, getting a really good result there, progressing on then to Munster, very good result against Cork, kind of ironing out a lot of the kinks and getting a bit more comfortable against Limerick. Like, it's all progression towards that All-Ireland campaign, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, that's what we're building for at the end of the year. And, these performances mightn't be worth too much, if we don't show it at the end, towards the end of the year. But I suppose we're just about building the panel of players, and when you go out to training, nobody knows who's going to be on the next day, and that's a great way to have it, just everyone fighting for their place and taking a training session by training session, and I suppose not looking too far into the future. And you could have, next week's Munster final played in your head 10 times, but you just have to focus on the next training session and what we can bring again.
I know you've alluded to it already, but I suppose I have to ask finally, how important has the fan support been so far? Like, I know they've been out in their droves to all the matches you've played so far, but particularly in this match coming up on Saturday, how important of a role will they play?
Yeah, look, it's massive. And I suppose having the double headers with the GAA is great, because it gets people talking about Camogie and hurling, and they're not just going to see the TIP hurlers, they're now going to see the TIP Camogie and hurlers, which is great, and yeah, sure, they're brilliant. Like, you can hear them in the stands there when they're out, and yeah, they're great supporters, and so hopefully we can put in a performance for them.
Absolutely. Well, just a reminder for all, that game is on at Semple Stadium on Saturday, May 16th at 5:15. Caoimhe McCarthy, thank you so much for joining me, and best of luck in the game against Waterford.
Thanks very much.